The vice presidential candidates critiqued each other's records in last night's debate. They also accused each other of making bogus claims.
That was a complete distortion of my record. I know that will come as a shock.
So your facts are just wrong, Senator.
Someone did get it wrong, but it wasn't John Kerry and John Edwards.
This morning we're going to check some of the candidates' facts. In last night's debate, Vice President Cheney explained the administration's reasons for supporting the war in Iraq. Among other things, Cheney said Iraq had an established relationship with Al-Qaeda. That drew a sharp response from John Edwards.
There is no connection between Saddam Hussein and the attacks of September 11th, period. The 9/11 Commission has said that's true. Colin Powell has said it's true. But the Vice President keeps suggesting that there is.
The Senator's got his facts wrong. I have not suggested there's a connection between Iraq and 9/11.
That depends on the meaning of the word suggested. Cheney has not directly blamed Iraq for the attacks. But in 2001, the vice president told NBC that it was, quote, pretty well confirmed that Iraqi intelligence met one of the hijackers. Intelligence officials later disputed that. In 2003, the vice president said it's, quote, not surprising that people make a connection between Iraq and September 11. This year, Cheney told NPR that Iraq might be connected with the first World Trade Center attack.
We've discovered since documents indicating that a guy named Abdul Rahman Yassin, who was part of the team that attacked the World Trade Center in 93, when he arrived back in Iraq, was put on the payroll and provided a house, safe harbor, and sanctuary.
That was Vice President Cheney speaking in January. If Cheney can be accused of fudging his own statements, John Edwards can be accused of fudging an attack on the Bush administration.
They said that they supported the troops. And then, while our troops were on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan, they went to the Congress and lobbied to have their combat pay cut.
Brooks Jackson of the website factcheck.org looked into the claim that the administration tried to cut the pay of combat soldiers.
That's really unfair. The White House has never lobbied for any such thing or even supported it. What he's referring to is a Pentagon proposal from last year that would have allowed a temporary increase in family allowances, separation allowances for all troops worldwide to lapse. The Pentagon quickly made it clear that they were intending to make troops in Afghanistan and Iraq whole and with pay raises so that they wouldn't lose anything.
Last night, the candidates also debated the coalition supporting the United States in Iraq. Senator Edwards contended the U.S. had more support in the last Gulf War, and Cheney responded.
You made the comment that the Gulf War coalition in 91 was far stronger than this. No. We had 34 countries then. We've got 30 today. We've got troops beside us.
NPR's Tom Gelton heard Edwards' claim and Cheney's response.
It was an accurate statement. So, in fact, the number of countries, the variety of countries involved is on the same scale. But they were different coalitions. One notable difference, Arab governments were involved in the coalition that fought Gulf War I. Recall there were Saudi troops and Kuwaiti troops involved in combat. In this operation, there are no Arab governments represented. That is, of course, an important point given the way this war has been perceived so negatively in the Arab and Muslim world.
The U.S. coalition was on John Edwards' mind when he said the United States is stuck with most of the burden in Iraq.
You know, we've taken 90% of the coalition casualties. American taxpayers have borne 90% of the cost of the effort in Iraq.
This statement drew a rebuke from the vice president. Cheney said that Edwards should have included Iraqi casualties. He also said U.S. allies are offering plenty of money.
The allies have stepped forward and agreed to reduce and forgive Iraqi debt to the tune of nearly $80 billion, by one estimate.
That statement, in turn, requires some clarification from Rachel Bronson of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think that's over-dramatizing the amount that the allies have said they would even give. Where we are in current negotiations is the Europeans who owed $40 billion, have said that they may be willing to forgive half of that, so about $20 billion. And even that's in negotiations. They've basically agreed to agree by the end of the year.
On Afghanistan, it may have been Edwards who made an overstatement.
When we had Osama bin Laden cornered, they left the job to the Afghan warlords.
Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
There was a large contingent of Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters cornered in that area, but to this day we do not know for sure whether Osama bin Laden was in fact there.
In last night's debate, Vice President Cheney also critiqued John Edwards over whether Edwards was doing his job in the United States Senate.
Now, in my capacity as Vice President, I am the President of the Senate, the presiding officer. I'm up in the Senate most Tuesdays when they're in session. The first time I ever met you was when you walked on the stage tonight.
That would be a devastating line, except that Cheney rarely meets any Democrats during his occasional forays into the Senate. NPR's David Wellner covers Congress and says Cheney usually comes to preside over a Republican lunch. But he says Cheney's larger point was not too far off.
Edwards has been absent from the Senate a lot. He really decided to pursue the presidency a couple of years ago. And of course, at that point, he was barely 4 years into his six-year term in the Senate, and as a consequence has missed many, many votes in the Senate.
During the debate, Senator Edwards questioned the vice president's connections to his former job as CEO of the military services contractor Halliburton. Edwards pointed out that Halliburton is under investigation.
Not only that, they've gotten a $7.5 billion no-bid contract in Iraq. And instead of part of their money being withheld, which is the way it's normally done, because they're under investigation, they've continued to get their money.
Not quite. NPR's John Burnett, who's covered the Halliburton story, says the government is about to withhold payments from Halliburton until the investigation is complete. Burnett says other parts of Edwards' critique stand up, but not all of it.
The second charge that Edwards made, which I think was downright misleading, was when he said that when Cheney was CEO at Halliburton, they paid millions of dollars in fines for providing false information on their company, just like Enron. Well, it's true that Halliburton and its former chief financial officer were recently fined for failing to report accounting changes, and those changes overstated Halliburton's income by about $120 million, and that accounting misstatement happened under Dick Cheney. But is this comparable to an Enron? I don't think so.
One final tiny point may illustrate the sheer volume of facts the candidates threw at each other last night and the difficulty of keeping them all straight. Vice President Cheney defended his Halliburton record by saying there's an independent website supporting his view. The vice president mistakenly called it factcheck.com. In reality, it's factcheck.org, and its operator says the website does not entirely exonerate Vice President Cheney or Halliburton.